Listener Production.
Hey there, welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Taking a look at the weather first before we dive in. Possible shower today, reaching a top temperature in the high 20s. Now here's a look at what we're going to cover Monday, December 5. Missing child found after overnight search. Premier against plan to cap coal prices. Major changes to Queensland birth certificates welcomed. First, a desperate land and air search to locate a missing 11-year-old boy from the Fraser Coast has ended with good news. The SES and rescue chopper had been tasked with a search in Yerangan in the early hours of Sunday morning. He was found safe and well just after 9 a.m. In other news, a plan to cap coal prices to bring down soaring power bills is set to spark a fiery debate at National Cabinet this week. The federal government has proposed state governments impose a cap on coal prices as part of a bid to bring down the wholesale energy costs. Queensland is pushing against the proposal, with any cap potentially hitting revenues from the state-owned coal-fired power generators. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk last week gave a stern warning to Canberra to keep their hands off our generators. Meanwhile, the member for Burnett says Queenslanders are paying the highest licence fees in the country. Stephen Bennett says young drivers are forking out $186 just for a learner's permit.
When we see the disparity about having to take a minimum of a three-year licence and the licence four times the rate of other states, that's why this debate should be debated by the other side. That's why this debate should be acknowledged. And that's why we're calling on the government to show some empathy and some dignity around these young Australians just wanting a fair go to get on with the job.
Bennett moved a motion in state parliament last week urging the state government to act on the cost of living crisis. Same-sex and gender-diverse parents will now be able to have their parenting role reflected on their child's birth certificates. It follows the introduction of changes to the Births, Deaths and Marriages Act. Queenslanders will also no longer need to undergo surgery to change their legal identity. CEO of Queensland LGBTI Health, Rebecca Reynolds, says it brings visibility and authenticity to people's lives.
They do not need to worry that their family is different or their body is different or their gender presentation is seen as different and is policed in a way that potentially causes them to be seen as othered.
And Fraser Coast Regional Council's put together a trail of Christmas light displays across the Hervey Bay and Mirrabra and surrounds. A record 155 homes and businesses participated this year, as well as 12 streets in the running for the Christmas Street. Mayor George Seymour will be judging Christmas Street entries and will announce the winner sometime this week. Head to Council's website or Facebook page for more information. Now to what's happening in sport and checking on the Bundaberg Spring Cup. Grand final spots have been decided with minor premiers the Barbarians to go up against the Pythons this weekend vying for the 2022 trophy. It follows wins for both teams in the semis with the Barbarians upping the Falcons 38-3 on Saturday and East Bundaberg beating the Mariners 12-5. Meanwhile, teams were hoping to get out on the pitch for the Bundy Big Bash on Friday, but showers called off what was meant to be the last match before Christmas. Fans will now have to wait until January 13 for the next game. The Pies are due to face the Heat for round 8.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.